Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Led by record producer, recording artist, freelance tenor saxophonist, a full-time professor, and director of jazz studies at the University of Central Florida, that was Jeff Rupert, and he was leading his student-driven Flying Horse Big Band with the tune Batmobile to the Airport off a very nostalgic 2018 CD, The Bat Swings. So Wurpert has been a featured soloist on dozens of recordings with artists like Maynard Ferguson, Sam Rivers, Mel Torme, Diane Schur, and Benny Carter. He leads this very young group on yet another solid venture, and on this CD, The Bat Swings, it features music from that classic Batman series, the original one, starring Adam West and Burt Ward. The album features dynamic tracks by Nelson Riddle and Neil Hefti, two giants of the big band jazz era of the 60s.
Yeah, the Batman theme was Neil's, is there, I remember?
Yeah.
Mr. Hefti.
Those two coming together, they've worked with Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Count Basie's, the Mr. Atomic Count Basie. They've been on a lot of projects.
Yeah, a lot of these guys that were doing TV music at the time had seasoned their skills in the big band era.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, jazz was big.
That's it.
In the swing era.
And at one point, that was the genre. It was jazz.
Yeah.
You know. So this album easily captures that cool of the Batman series and revitalizes the swing of the 60s superheroes, which we can use right here in this 2018 era. And we caught up with Jeff recently here at Neon Jazz and asked him about the endearing love of jazz from performing and teaching standpoints. This is what he had to say.
Oh, I just always liked the rhythm of it. You know, I remember from a kid, the rhythm is what got me. I mean, I heard great harmony. My mom, you know, was playing a lot of Beethoven in the house, some Mozart. And then I liked, and I still like Ravel a lot and Debussy. But I remember hearing the Jazz Messengers, or hearing Stan Getz, or hearing Oscar Peterson, and the rhythm just like flipped me out.
With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a superhero town that has plenty of teacher performers, from Bobby Watson at UMKC to Jim Mayer at KCK Community College, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of another hour of good, solid jazz music. So Jeff had quite an experience when he was younger with sax legend David Fathead Newman. And as we go into the tune, They Can't Take That Away From Me off the 2011 CD, The Sound of the Wide Open Spaces and Straight Ahead, let's have a listen to him explain.
I went and saw David Fathead Newman at Blues Alley. And that was a life changer because Fathead was just so soulful and swinging. And then on top of it, I mean, I was like, you know, 10, and I'm going up to David Fathead Newman saying, "Hi, Mr. Newman, you know, I'm Jeff Rupert. I just got my first saxophone, you know, and I'm learning how to play it." And when I left, you know, at the end of the night, or the end of the set, he's like, "Hey, Jeff, good luck with your saxophone. Hope to see you around." And that set the stage the way jazz musicians are treated me my whole life.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeff Rupert from the Flying Horse Big Band, and you're listening to Me on Jazz with Joe DeMino. Thank you.
That was veteran New York City trumpeter John Bailey with the tune Blues for Ella off the 2018 CD In Real Time. And this just happens to be his first album as a leader after 35 years as one of the busiest sidemen in the business. At 52 years old, he is an in-demand musician and teaching artist on call for everything from traditional jazz to R&B and pop to classical music. He became a member of the Buddy Rich Big Band while he was still in college, and his career has included long-running gigs with Ray Charles, Master Bandleader, Ray Barretto, Max Weinberg, and even Frank Sinatra Jr. This guy is established, and it's a great album. From the chops of Jimmy Dorsey with his orchestra back in 1949, this is Wang Wang Blues, as the show wings all around here. On Neon Jazz.
Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas chewed tobacco and the women wiki whack. Woo. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is jazz pianist Danny Green, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Southern California jazz pianist Danny Green with his trio plus strings with a cut off his newest 2018 CD called One Day It Will. So he's a rising force on the jazz scene. He has and he will continue to be. And he's an award-winning cat with a vivid blend of jazz, classical, and Brazilian elements. So his trio features the talents of upright and electric bassist Justin Grinnell and drummer Julian Cantel. Since the formation of this band in 2010, the trio has performed at notable venues and festivals around the country. And this latest album is just another testament to their growth. And we caught up with Danny recently here at Neon Jazz, and he elaborated on this band's chemistry.
It's natural for us to have a lot of chemistry when we play. We all kind of have a sense of where we're going. And then beyond the chemistry and history, I think we all have our own interest in music, but there's a lot of intersection between those interests. And so to a large extent, we're on the same page about a lot of things.
From the cool of Danish-born American trombonist and jazz composer, he's a legend of sorts, Kai Winding. This is the 1966 cut, Dirty Dog, as the show moves right on down the line.
We'll be right back. Johnny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was German jazz pianist and composer Pablo Held with the 2018 tune Longstreth Blues off the CD Glow 2. So he's from Hagen, Germany, and his father played the piano and introduced him to a lot of music. He was heavily influenced and taught by pianist John Taylor, and his future has always been bright. This next tune comes from a very special CD Mr. John Christopher recently gave me called Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis plays the music of Duke Ellington, and it doesn't get much better than that. This is circa 2001. This is their take on the tune Sweet Zerde as the music rambles on around here. It's a good one.
My name is Al Muirhead, and I'm a Canadian jazz trumpet player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the 18-piece Toronto Jazz Orchestra with the 2018 song The Blob off their latest CD, simply called 20. And that would be due to the fact that this outfit, known as TJO, was created in 1998. If you do the math, they're 20 years. And they perform the music by some of the most important composers in jazz, writers like Thad Jones, Bob Brookmeyer, Phil Nimmons, Rob McConnell, and many others. Over the past 20 years, their repertoire has evolved to include compositions and arrangements ranging from classic swing tunes to the leading edge of contemporary jazz, and they are always proud to represent Canada, and they do a great job of it. From Vibes Master and a favorite around here, this is Lionel Hampton back in 1951 with the tune Love You Like Mad, and we feel that way about you, getting closer to the end of this hour of music.
Butterflies and jumping, and I feel like I want to sing. I can't get off of this love kick. I even get lovesick about you. Honey, I'm nothing without you. I want you to know. So I repeat it, I love you like mad. I love you like crazy. I love you like everything. Man, I know that I'm living when I see you kind of giving lots and lots of sugar to me. I love you, baby, I love you until I'm crazy. Love you like mad. I love you like everything.
Again, that was a master Vibes Cat, Lionel Leo Hampton, with the theme of this past hour of jazz, Love You Like Mad, in that magic year of 1951. And the final dip into the jazz waters here on the show comes from the duo of film composer and pianist Phil Oman with his fellow musician Victor Arden. Joined by their orchestra back in 1928, this is the tune Good News, and it always is around here in jazz land.
Well, it was an interesting compilation of good and bad. Actually, you know, you can't make green without blue and yellow.
That's right. Sometimes it all comes out in the wash, though.
I have no idea what I just meant by that.
It's a Ziploc commercial. It seals it up. It's good. Take the good with the bad. And with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always brimming with good news, the blues and greens, behind the broadcast mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, Grasshopper.
Yes, sir. As we leap on out of here, reach out to us, let us know what's going on. We always love hearing from you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time.
beat the thing.
Yeah, enjoy the jazz, my friends.